K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Hi, good morning. I heard that you guys kind of help people out with getting a second date. I kind of...
You need us, Jake.
I've had some time to think about what went down on my last, I guess it's kind of been a while. So yeah, my last date, but,
we do somewhat okay sometimes on these. I don't know about help, but we can sometimes find out what's going on.
I probably need anything.
What happened?
Well, we met at a party. I don't know if you've ever been at a party and you just kind of, you saw a vision, you know, just across the room.
Aww.
She just struck me, you know. It was just one of those things where I kind of, you know, so nervous to go talk to her, but I had to do something. So I, you know, I finished my drinks. And went over to, I don't even think she said a word. I think I just kept talking the entire time. But she went out with me, and I don't know, it was amazing. We had an incredible time. We went to Kings Island for the day. I had tickets, I thought it was incredible. But she doesn't return any of my calls, any of my texts. It's like we never met. It's like I never saw the vision at the party.
You didn't dream this, right?
I did not dream this. Definitely not. Not this time.
What's her name?
Her name's Candace.
Candace.
All right, well, here's the deal then. What we'll do is we're going to stick you on hold. We're going to grab her phone number off the air. We'll call her now. If she picks up, we'll get her on the air in about 10 minutes for you and find out what's going on.
I need all the help I can get, I'm telling you.
Okay, but try not to say anything when she's on the phone. Okay, Jake?
Will do.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jake, she really pretty then?
I've never seen a girl like this, ever.
Wow.
He's foofed.
Yeah.
He's foofed.
Yeah, she just, one of those situations where you're brought to your knees, you know?
Hey,
you,
Jake, I hate to cut you off, but it's ringing right now,
okay,
though, so
okay.
Hold on.
Shh. Okay, here we go.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hey, Candace, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99. How are ya?
I'm fine. What time is it?
Somebody's waking
it's
up.
It's kind of early. It's around 7:30. Did we wake you?
Yes.
Sorry.
What? Did I win something?
No. No. We're actually calling on behalf of someone, right, Fry?
Yes, we are. We while you're waking up there, can I explain? We got to talk to a friend of yours that we were saying maybe you went on a date with. His name was Jake that you had met, and we heard you went to Kings Island, but he hasn't heard anything from you. And was wondering what was your haps? What was going on?
Yeah, I sure did go to Kings Island with Jake. That was a heck of a time, let me tell you.
In a good way or bad way?
Well, you know, he's a different person than me. We'll say that for sure. I don't think that I would call him back. He was just not my cup of tea. It was a long day.
So what happened?
Well, you know, he comes and picks me up, which was nice. And he had won. We met at a friend of mine's party, and he said he won some tickets to go to Kings Island. He was going to go by himself. So I feel bad for the guy. I agree to go with him. He picks me up. We get to Kings Island around noon, and I'm thinking, well, you know, we're going to be here all day. We're going to have lunch eventually, something. So we just kept riding rides and rides and rides, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, am I in high school? Can we stop with the rides for just 5 minutes? Every time we turn around, we're on another 3 hours. We're riding rides, and I kept saying, well, you know, don't you want to take a break? Shouldn't we go get something to eat? Are you hungry? We're going to get some lunch. One more ride. Oh, one more ride. Oh, food's cheaper when we go outside the park. Don't you? Let's go see a show. Oh, it went on and on and on. And let me tell you something. There wasn't much to look at while we're waiting in these lines either.
Oh,
wow.
He's wearing the white tube socks that come halfway up the leg, you know, with the little rubber shoes and some baggy shorts and an old t-shirt. I'm thinking, this is my date.
Whoa.
It was exhausting. It just, and you know, and I didn't want to be rude, but you know, by the time the afternoon started going on, I was really hungry, and I kept, you know, pushing the envelope. Don't you want to go get some food now? So, fine, come on, one more ride on the beast. Oh, let's take one more ride, and then we'll go get something to eat then. Well, this is already 3 o'clock, but okay, one more beast. I can't tell you how many times I rode that thing. 1 hour wait it was to get on the beast. Then we were done riding rides. I said, no more. I'm all finished.
Put it down.
Oh, foot came down. So he said, okay, let's go out of the park and we'll get something to eat.
Okay.
I had mentioned that I was a vegetarian, but he wanted to go to the Outback.
Ah, cheese fries. Love it.
I love the Outback.
Hey!
The steakhouse is just really not up my alley, but I thought, you know, maybe I can find a salad or something.
I thought that maybe...
Hold on. Do you know who that is?
Candace.
What?
Jake.
Hello?
Yeah, Jake's on the line.
That's Jake.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, Jake.
He's been listening.
Always a pleasure to speak with you.
You are the most incredible woman I've been on a date with, I have to tell you.
How does that not surprise me?
Oh.
We don't go out much, do we, Jake?
It was incredible, though. I had the best time. It was something else. I would love to go on a date with you again. It was just...
Yeah, you had a good time. I bought your McDonald's. You got off scot-free.
Wait a minute. What?
I thought you were going to Outback.
Yeah, I thought you were at Outback.
Well, I thought we were going to Outback, too. But let me tell you, there was an hour wait at the Outback, and I just couldn't stand it. So we went next door to the McD's, and... Once we got up to the counter, my knight in shining armor didn't have his wallet with him.
I can explain that. So I forgot because I have to confess, it's a little bit of a awkward situation, but I alternate with my mom. And so one day it's either the truck or the wallet. So on that day, I had the truck, but my mom gets the wallet.
And what?
What is that?
So, I don't even understand what that means. You alternate with your mom with a truck and a wallet?
I'm so
confused.
We've been doing that for years, and it's worked out, you know, just fine. She had the shop online that day, and so...
Oh, my God!
You know, I was able to pick you up, right? That worked. I took you to Kings Island for free. It was a beautiful time.
It was for free for you. We spent all day out in Kings Island without a drink or a snack or anything. And
you didn't even have to pay for gas, too. I mean, the truck was full.
Did Mom pay for that?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh. That just hurts.
Well, I'm just going to have to say that I don't think there was a love connection at this point. But
there should be another chance, right? I mean, you can give me another chance.
Hey, we can pay for it. That way, there's no question.
Exactly. And you don't have to worry about the truck because we'll get you a limo, too.
Yeah.
See? Look at Candace. Can I call you Candy?
I would have to go into some serious negotiation. I mean, I didn't know anything about the truck wallet swap situation until now. And that really puts more of a light on what kind of guy I'm looking at.
I'll see if I can win tickets again.
Oh, no.
We can go to Kings Island.
I have a coupon for Sonic.
Oh. Jake, honey, I'm thinking that you're not getting the message here from Candace.
I just want to show her a good time, you know? That's all I want to offer her, you know? I don't get to meet a girl like her very often, and I just...
Showing me a good time would be not calling me anymore. That would be the best thing you could ever do for me.
Jake, you okay?
Wow.
You all right?
I don't think she means that, actually. I think she's playing hard to get.
Honey, I think move on, dear.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
I think he'll be okay. Go ahead. Ask Mom. She'll tell you.
I'm probably going to see her again. I bet she's going to call me.
Well, okay. I'm just flabbergasted at that last statement, but you can hang on to that thought. And, don't call me. I'll call you.
See? Look at that. There's hope right there.
Not a problem.
She's not a problem.
Awkward.
Yeah.
How's that? Okay.
Well, at least we got everything all figured out there.
Yeah, sort of. Okay, so thank you, Candace. Jake, good luck, honey.
Thank you so much.
You can go back to bed, Candace.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.